morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
As you know, my plan has been to give three talks on the three essentials of Zazen: great faith, great doubt, and great determination. But I'm not going to give the talk that I intended to give. And in a sense, right now, this moment, I don't know what I'm going to say. I know what I want to say. But in relation to what just happened in Texas, it occurred to me that in a very real way, great faith and great doubt and great determination is what's needed in relation to what happened. Now, because this sort of spontaneous, I know that whatever I say is going to be incomplete, so that's why I'm glad there's a practice circle, so that maybe we can all have a deeper understanding if we share our experiences in relation to this event. But right now, you know, the great faith, great doubt, and great determination don't necessarily have to be linear like that. And so for me, the first thing that comes up is hearing about this and seeing the pictures about it. And, you know, thinking about the unimaginable experience that those kids, the teachers, must have experienced. It's just, I can't conceive of that. And the families, you know, it goes out from there, the waves of karma that get created by something like that, which are so harmful, yet it spreads out. These young children die, and then their parents have to deal with their deaths, and so it goes, you know. It reaches out over television and the newspapers, and we talk to each other about it, and the karma just keeps getting larger and larger and larger, until, in a very real sense, it becomes universal. It affects the entire world. And, you know, thinking about this, there's just, this has happened so many times. And read about the statistics about there's enough guns in the country so that each person can have a gun. And, you know, there are these charts that you see where there's all, like, the chart is this high. And on the bottom, in this sort of congregate group of countries, there are all these similar things that may have happened, you know, I think in particular it was Europe. And now, so those things are all down here. And then way up here is how often this has happened in this country in relation to this spectrum. And I know when I think about this, and when I look at these charts and hear all these words about to create this practical context, I feel great anger and great grief for all of the families and the children who suffered. And as I go through this process and sharing it with family and friends, what arises for me is great doubt. Great doubt in the fundamental goodness of human beings. Start to have this feeling that there's more evil in the world than there is good. So, for me, the experience then is, there's really this doubt and sort of a lack of hope that love can replace the close-heartedness of all the different aspects of this, the different reactions to it. And at the same time, I haven't given up my faith in the power of love, my faith in the existence of open-heartedness. I don't want to get lost in doubt and lose touch with love, which is really the only way to respond to this with an open heart. And not a selective open heart. Being open-hearted to all of it. To the pain and suffering, the evil, all of it. Because I know that if I close my heart to anything, then that's great doubt closing me down. And I'm committed in my daily life and through this practice to not falling into separation, into this and that, which only adds on to the harm and the awful pain that was created in Texas. So I have great determination not to close my heart, not to allow my heart to be closed, not to get lost in my anger. And sometimes even hatred. That comes up. So I'm determined not to set this up in good and bad and this and that and all that, because that's what perpetuates division. So when I left home today, I was prepared to give this talk on great faith, great doubt, and great determination. And, you know, those talks are funny because they come out of experience and they certainly have importance, and certainly these talks are certainly something that I think that I can share and do my part in being alive. But it's dramatically different when it's alive right now in this moment. So I'd like to ask that we all, no matter what our feelings, what our understandings are, to, as we deal with this, to not give up on love, to not let it close our hearts and fall into separation, into good and bad, which I think only perpetuates conditions that allow this to happen.